There are weird things happening to frogs in the suburbs. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Past studies have found strange things happen to frogs when they're exposed to farm chemicals. A new study shows estrogen in suburban areas is messing with frogs' hormonal systems, too. David Skelly is an author of the study. He's the director of the Yale Peabody Museum of Natural History and a professor of ecology in the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. Thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here.
You studied green frogs living in ponds in suburban areas and compared them to frogs living in undeveloped forests. What did you see?
The most striking thing we saw is that the sex ratio, that is the number of males versus females that we recovered in the ponds that we studied, and we looked at over 20 ponds, gradually trended towards more females when we were working in ponds that were in more developed, more suburbanized sites. And that was really surprising.
What's going on there? Are male frogs becoming females?
Well, that is one of the potential explanations, that males are being sex reversed. So you have genetic males becoming, in terms of their morphology and perhaps their physiology, they're turning into females because of the chemicals they're encountering in the environment. And the chemicals, at least some of the chemicals we found, at least in the laboratory, are capable of causing those kinds of changes. But in fact, we haven't look directly to see whether males are turning into females. That's really one of the next subjects for study.
What happens to frog populations when the sex ratio changes and there are more females than males?
Well, that's a really good question, and we don't know yet. One of the critical questions is whether these excess females in the populations, the ones that push the sex ratio past 50-50, are they functional? Are they capable of having offspring, or are they sterile? We don't know yet. We're very anxious to find out.
How is the estrogen that's affecting these frogs getting into suburban areas?
So there are a variety of sources for the estrogens that we see in the environment. And it's everything from brake pads to components of plastics to, you know, in other contexts, we've found that, you know, whatever goes into your domestic wastewater is likely to be getting in there. We find metals of a variety of types that are probably coming out of everything from cars to household products and fertilizers. So it's really kind of comprehensive.
How much do we understand about how these chemicals are affecting frogs?
Well, I think the common mistake that people have made in the past is to try to reduce what is probably going to be a pretty complicated phenomenon to a single smoking gun type explanation. The idea that atrazine or any single chemical is going to be the one to cause this kind of phenomenon as broadly as it's been documented is probably not right. Instead, what we're probably looking at is that there are a wide variety of sources for the kinds of chemicals that can cause these sorts of changes in animals. And similarly, if we're going to address it, we're not going to be able to just get, for instance, plasticizers like BPA out of baby bottles, or just deregister one kind of pesticide and take care of the problem. Not that those things might not make some kind of a difference, but they're not going to be comprehensive, effective solutions.
David Skelly is the director of the Yale Peabody Museum of Natural History and a professor of ecology in the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.